Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Friday! Mi casa, su casa. Whose earphones are earphones?
You have my earphones.
And we have our pet of the week here. Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you on this
Welcome
Friday?
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios.
And
of
it is Free Fire.
In our 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:05 on the 16th of February. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christine is at the helm with a special day. Which day is that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see. Today is National Cat Day.
Uh-oh. We have pet of the week, but it's not a cat.
Yeah, today is National Cat Day.
All right. Meow.
And I have a really beautiful cat here on the picture.
Oh, on the picture, I was going to say.
You have a cat in the studio. Okay.
Well, we haven't seen a kitten or a cat come through in a while, on my watch.
Oh.
Yeah, so Katrina's here. But before we do that, before we go to the pet of the week, let's give you the weather update. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 61. Looks like we're going to have showers likely mainly after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of around 47. And Saturday calls for showers with a high of 54. And then Saturday night chance of showers with 48. Sunday looks like we are once again, as we look throughout the week and we look at the little cubes of weather. We just have showers on Sunday. Washington's birthday sun, showers once again. And so we have rain in the forecast as we're looking at it. Really no big wind warnings or anything like that. So just expect more of the same. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran, a veteran-owned business, by the way. So, of course, they reach out to our community and get to those hard-to-find places are hard to reach places, especially in horrible weather, you know, maybe there's snow or there's mud. They will go the extra mile to get up to your propane tank and for all your propane needs. It's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Hello. Okay. Katrina is with us today.
Yeah, good
and
morning.
We're all switching our headphones.
Doesn't
around.
Really matter, but
it does, because for me, I've carved them out so they fit my ears perfectly. And when somebody else uses them, which is fine because, you know, we have a lot of people in this that I like to think that they enjoy that extra comfort, you know, of that. Like sometimes I chew some gum and put it in there just so it fits better. Good
All
morning.
Right.
How are you? Oh, you
Good
have
morning.
Got okay. You brought another winner with you.
He is.
You know what? For the last few weeks, you have knocked it out of the park.
And last week, our pet of the week was adopted.
Yes, he was.
Okay, which one?
Not last week, the week before.
Week before.
The big one.
Which
Homer.
One was that?
With the big paws.
Homer?
Oh, the big paws. No, she's still at the. She's
okay. Okay, yeah. But Homer. No, Homer was good.
Yeah.
I really liked Homer. But this one, tell us.
He is very
I'm
special.
I choked up.
I'll do that to you.
He's
an incredible
sweet.
Dog. His name is Louie. He's a 2-year-old shepherd mix. And first off, he's so handsome. He's like blonde. His
yes.
whole body.
No, this is a this
20
Linda.
Years.
Oh man, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I already
dog.
Got on my knees in front of this dog, who's very very sweet. Disposition is loving. Will sit. Will take a treat. He's got the. Are there little white paws?
Kind of. He's kind of cream color
yes.
mixed into the yellow color. He's a gorgeous dog, and he has such an incredible temperament, and he's a very, well-adjusted dog is
right.
the best way I can put that.
Right.
He's just been laying next to me. He is very confident and outgoing, and he loves meeting people, but he's not, you know, over the top about
right.
it.
He's not pushy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he is content just sitting here right now.
Right.
But he's also loves doing
how,
things
how
and going.
How old is he?
He's about 2.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's past the digging stage. Or almost.
He is calm.
Yeah.
He is. He looks intelligent.
Yeah, he's got those eyes.
He comes right over to you and looks up into your eyes. Like the one last week. One last week did that, too.
I know. We have some special dogs at our shelter.
Yeah.
And he is so pretty. He is just absolutely handsome. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yes, he knows we're talking about.
You know when you have
it?
The shepherd, they have those little, like, mole dimple hair things on the side. And, you know,
He's
my word.
Counter.
You know what? He would come into our offices today and lay down by the desk, and he would become our dog today.
Need a dog in here so that if somebody throws a rock, we can go outside and tell them to sick him.
Yeah.
Come right out there and bite their butt and put them down.
Yell a German word that'll pull them down on the ground, and then we can all go over and kick them. No.
No physical from the human beings, but that doesn't mean we can't. I'm sorry. No.
You know what? With this dog, you might have a problem with that because he is so friendly. You know, I wouldn't change him a bit.
Do you know his story, backstory?
At all.
Actually, a little bit, yes. He was in a home for a while, and unfortunately, they had a life change, and they could not keep him any longer. So we do know a bit about him. He has done really great with kids, and he's also done amazing with other dogs.
Okay.
He's super playful, and he's definitely just the kind of dog where he's just a social butterfly, and he just wants to be around people all the time. He's the kind of dog that I think would be great if you want to take him out with you places, or if you're the kind of person that can, like, take a dog to work or something. I think he would really benefit from that. He really likes doing stuff and being around people and just having a good time.
What's the poundage?
For a visual.
45, 50, 50 maybe?
I would say maybe 50. Yeah,
he's probably too big to go in the little doggy park.
He'd be in a bigger dog park.
But he's not big.
No, he's a good medium-sized dog.
He is the perfect truck dog.
Yeah.
You know, if you want, he jumps right in the truck. He can, you know what? He looks like he's trainable.
He is. He's smart. He does get distracted very easily, but
he's young.
So do I. And, but the, no, this
that's
is.
Never gonna change. That's I don't never. Care how old you get. It is what it is. But he's just got a great disposition.
How about on the leash?
He's really good on the leash. Definitely when he's really excited at first, when you first leash him up, he does pull a little bit. But for the most part, he really doesn't pull you around. He's very good
gets
on
along
the leash.
With dogs, gets along with kids, gets along with people. It's quiet. He is, he's inquisitive. Got up here and checked out the microphone, you know, wanted to give it a little lick. He comes up to you, looks at you, loves his little pets. This is a good dog.
He's fantastic. I think he'd be a great family dog for, honestly, almost anyone.
Now, how much is his adoption fee?
His adoption fee is $25.
I'll pay it.
Okay, here's the
Free
thing.
Free Fire Radio. His adoption fee is taken care of.
Let's talk about something for a minute before you leave.
Doggy dad.
I think people get worried today because, you know, we're looking about how much inflation has happened. We've really had, like, soaring the reports today about our inflation. And so some people are worried about getting a pet and the cost it's going to cost to get the shots, to do the worming, to do the et cetera. What it costs every time you go to the vet. So my question is, what is you've got programs, you've got things that you can take where you're, can you share with our listeners if you adopt a dog and you want to take them back to the shelter,
to
you've got some kind of programs.
We actually have a vaccine clinic that we do once a week that is open to the public. It's a very popular clinic. Anyone who's attended knows you have to show up like an hour early and wait in line. But it's pretty great because we can do shots, we can do worming, we can do microchipping, we can do heartworm prevention, flea prevention, that sort of thing at the clinic. And the cool thing about it is a lower cost vaccine clinic, which is also why it's very popular, where you're not paying for a vet visit. You're just paying for whatever shots you get, all of them are discounted as well.
And now he leaves with all the shots. He's been neutered. He has a chip in him already. And you're getting this great dog.
Cadillac.
For free because I'm paying for it. Now you have to go through, you know, People Haven Humane.
A
make sure you're
check. Yeah.
Making sure that they the pet, you know, that you all match and everything. But this is a good dog.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah. And if Linda had him, she'd change his name to.
I don't know, but when I
Dozy?
Said a background check,
would you change it? Dozy?
No, because when I said a background check, don't get all weird when I say that. It's they want to make sure where you live. Do you have, do you have some room?
Just whatever questions y'all ask.
Yeah.
It's not, you do not have to get your fingerprints here.
No, definitely not. No, we definitely want to match you up. And I don't think it's about a lot of dogs, but I feel like you'd be hard pressed to not match up well with Louie. He definitely is a very special dog in that way. I think he would fit in with so many different types of families.
Was his name Louie when he came in?
Yeah, he does know his name.
All right, that's cool. So you wouldn't want to change that. So, yeah. And so when you think about he was surrendered or whatever, you know, I can only imagine how one's heart is broken because, and people, they maybe can't have a dog in an apartment or they can't have a dog, you know, like if they're renting someplace or they move and they just can't do it. So, you know, I understand sometimes. And so we will find a beautiful home for him today. Along, Katrina, when you go and you do your outlets, news outlets all day today, again, KCNR will pay for the adoption fee.
If they don't like that, just say his adoption fee is taken care of. So, okay. Got a Doggy Dash?
Yes, Doggy Dash coming up March 16th. Louie would be a great dog for Doggy Dash as well because he loves people, loves dogs, loves a lot of action. So Doggy Dash at the Sundial Bridge. It's a 5K, 10K walk-run event, and I think the best part about it is there's a costume contest for the dogs. So if you dress up your dog, they could potentially win a prize.
How fun. Well, thank you,
Katrina. I think you could dress Louie up in something. He'd be fine with that.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's kind of dog this is, my friends.
Again, Haven Humane, located out there on 273, and go check it out. You can also go to our Facebook page, and we'll have the picture of Louie posted today.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
good
thank
luck,
you.
Louie. Your adoption fee has been taken care of, and good luck, buddy. Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
For Shasta County, it's Dan Sloan. I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County. Criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
for.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We got open line to 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by Borwin's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
That's right. I hope that if you are celebrating Valentine's this weekend, or you've got a special event coming up, Mother's Day, a thank you, ladies, you know, a galentine, which was, of course, a couple days ago, but still some people wait till the weekend so they don't have to deal with the crowd. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, we're going to take a caller because we have that American flag. We're going to be call. We're going to be at 8:15.
8:15. We've got a number of names. So if you want to
be in the drawing today, give us a call at 530-605-4565. And Christina will be standing by to get your name because we're drawing today.
And a phone number.
And a phone number. That's right. And we'll be calling you back, or we'll be announcing on the air the winner.
There you go. And if you've won once, my friend from last week, you can't win again. You got somebody else gets a chance at it. Okay, got a lot of names in here. A lot of them came on Facebook, so I gave her all those names plus all right. The other ones from people calling in. So if you want a chance to win this, 605-4565-66 or 67. I want to talk about Caitlin
in sports Clark. News.
Caitlin Clark, and you know people that don't follow sports or basketball are going, who's that? She's a young lady from Iowa, going to University of Iowa, and she has just set the women's record for scoring, the all-time leading scorer in women's NCAA basketball history. It took her she was 7 points shy when she came into her last game, and in the first 2 minutes, she scored 8 points. She scored the first 8 points, including a three-pointer that when she shot it, because you know I saw when she shot that one to break break the record. I mean, it was so far away, I couldn't have seen the basket. And she brought the ball down the court, stopped, popped up into the air, swish. So she has scored, as of this point, 3,569 points so far in her career. The leader, she just passed Kelsey Plum, who had 3,527. But Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete, from 1967 to 1970, scored 3,667 points. She is less than 100 behind him, and she's got the rest of the season, plus the playoffs and all that. She's going to, unless something drastic happens, this young lady...
She has become a household name, has she not?
Well, I don't think it's household, but because a lot of people don't follow it. I followed it only because I've seen, you know, I've kind of watched her as she's gotten closer, but she asked that when she broke the record, that, you know, because then the other team gets the ball. Nothing happened. Let the other team have the ball, bring it down the court, and then make the shot. And when the other team came down and when they made the shot, her coach called timeout. And, she, you know, standing ovation. She was at home in Iowa. And so, I mean, this is an incredible, incredible feat.
And her name again?
Caitlin Clark. And she's going to go high in the Women's National Basketball Association. Now she's going to find it's probably a lot different. You know, one, you're playing against the cream of the crop there. But, I mean, her abilities to move the ball, she's a shooting guard, to move the ball down the court and all that. I mean, I don't follow basketball, but what an incredible feat this young lady did. She could set the record, all-time record, for scoring in the NCAA, the top division.
Men
and women.
Love it.
This year. So, good luck to her. I mean, that's an incredible.
That's huge.
An incredible accomplishment.
And she's young, and so you think, you know, again, when you go into the minds of champions, like those that are at the Olympics, how the coaching and the mentorship to keep someone like that grounded, you know what I mean? To let them not get off on in a weird place. You know, like to go to bed at night and think, oh my God, me, I am close to setting the world record. What that must do to the mind of a person, again, to keep them grounded and rounded. So it'll be fun to watch.
She scored 1,000. Over 1,000 points last year. She's got 852 this year. She's got an 86% for free throws, 60% for just regular two-point shots, and 40% for three-pointers, which has brought her to 852 points right now. And she scored 40 points in three games so far. It would be remarkable if she didn't break the record also, but she should. So big shout out to a young lady who is truly, truly an accomplished athlete. So,
in other news, cold weather is keeping many American shoppers at home after a robust holiday spending season. New data from the Commerce Department shows sales at retailers and restaurants tumbled last month, likely due to the prolonged cold snaps across the nation. In other news, Kansas City shooting, new details are emerging about the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration on Wednesday that left one person dead and more than 20 others wounded. At least half of the victims shot were children. Authorities said Thursday, adding the incident stemmed from a dispute between several people. This is where
you wonder about gangs. Yeah. Well, you wonder about gangs, and they didn't use the word gangs. And so, of course, the video of this hero chasing down one of these guys, tackling him, and then another, you know, the guy's starting to get away, and again, and another veteran jumped him this time, and they pummeled him until the police came, and one of the guy's wives picked up the gun, because when he dropped it, it says, the wife picked up the gun to keep anybody else from having it and handed it over to the police. But heroes right there. Heroes right there. And how unfortunate that a group of people took out guns and just started indiscriminately shooting.
You know, it's weird, scary times. Like, again, a rock through our window. I'm sitting here in the studio right now, and it's cold because even though the window's taped up and there's cardboard there, it's sad. It's just sad that we're in a place right now where, you know, people are just pulling out guns and crowds and shooting. Here it is in the celebration of Kansas City, and it was an incredible Super Bowl. Okay, for some, in Greece, same sex marriage on Thursday, marking landmark victory for human rights in the country. The decision, supported by 176 out of 300 lawmakers in the Greek parliament with 76 against, makes us the first majority Orthodox Christian country to establish marriage equality for all.
There you go. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's been in the business about 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. They're a fine bank. We do business with them. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan. Senator Rand Paul is speaking in...
We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You're not going to have anybody fix your windshield better than Jeff Horst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff will fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And he does just outstanding work. Fixed a crack in my windshield 16 years ago. You still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Thoroughly recommend Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Well, we love Rocky and we love Dolph Lundgren. You know, he played the Russian boxer, but he's also been in Expendables.
All the Expendables.
He and his new wife, Emma Crockdale, announced that they have become naturalized American citizens after their marriage. He said he came to the U.S. 40 years ago from Sweden, finally did it on Tuesday. I've been in this country on and off for 40 years now, first as a student, then as a fighter, as an actor. America has given me some wonderful opportunities and an amazing life. I'm proud to become a U.S. citizen and officially make this my home. So his wife, evidently they have two homes that go back and forth. They were married in Mykonos, Greece. But he blasted his birth country for its migrant crisis and the growing number of rapes befalling citizens as immigration spirals. In the past week, three men were sentenced for gang raping a handicapped girl. One assailant got 4 years, the other 2 years in prison term. Another man was sentenced to 4 years for repeatedly. This is disgusting. Anyway, this happens, I guess, raping his daughter. He said in June of 2022 before contrasting the cases with another man who was sentenced to 11 years for selling drugs on the internet. So they've come to America because when you think of like...
They like America. They love America.
You think of Sweden. You think of that's a... like a peaceful country.
An ideal country.
Yes.
You know, oh, we have health care, we have education, it's a very small country, and they have a lot of money, so that helps. But, yeah, but when it's changed, and, it's not just Sweden, it's many of those other countries that, with the influx of all these millions of immigrants who have come in, and They're not becoming part of the society. It's not a melting pot. In many cases, they don't want to change. They're just got enclaves and towns. And that's not a simulation. They're just moving their their lifestyle to another country, and they don't want to change. They want you to change. Yeah, you know, so that's something you need to think about. When you have millions of people come in, millions more than we have the capacity to take care of, and, you know, to get through the system, where do these people end up at? Well, they're ending up in Chicago and New York and Colorado, and it's just overwhelming the social services up there. Think about this, my friends, 8 to 10 million people. Have come across our border illegally that we know of. I mean, what about the getaways? And then if you look at it's not just poor Hispanics coming out of Central and South America. You've got something like 20,000 Chinese. You have thousands of Russians. You have any number of Palestinians coming through. Are they being vetted? The answer is no, they're not. And many of these, especially in the Chinese, are military age. God forbid anything happen, but you know we don't have our eyes on every one of them. How many of them are setting up cells right here, spy cells, whatever, cells here in the United States, because that border. And, you know, they've impeached Mayorkas. So at least they're going to be able to go there. I mean, it'll die in the Senate, of course, as all impeachments do. It seems the but in this case, why don't we know, one, how many are coming across, you know, weekly? Why is it still being allowed?
And it is imploding our medical services.
The medical services are being overwhelmed.
I have a story right now. Well, a couple things here. I talked with my parents yesterday. Of course, you know, we try to get them to move up to Redding. They stay in Sacramento because of Kaiser. Well, my mom and dad both have recently, you know, they both got sick when they came back from their cruise, and then they got better. Now they're back sick again with the hack, you know, that everybody's got that 3-month hack. And they both woke up with pink eye, and both are under the weather. They can't get in the doctors till next Tuesday. I said, well, Mom, why don't you just go into emergency? Well, that's what they want us to do. They want us to go into emergency. So she said that's kind of the way they're pushing people is to go into emergency. And we wonder why. We've got good friends here that waited with a heart, like a pain in the heart, for 8 hours. Or was it longer than that? Was it a whole day?
It was a whole day. They had chest pains. And they had another one that, you know, they wanted to send them home, and they didn't do it. So because of chest pains. So, you know, the emergency rooms are being overrun, the fact that you've got schools. You've got small towns that all of a sudden have 300-400 people come into their town. Where are they coming from?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so also just be mindful, of course, for this weekend and coming up, because we do have an uprise in COVID cases. Again, you know, the nasal spray, the hand washing, the, you know, when you're touching things and you're around people, because today's number's 5. That's how many days the CDC recommends people should isolate from others if they test positive for COVID-19. I know I talked with my sister-in-law. She just had knee surgery. She, my brother, and her daughter all have COVID. Did she bring it from the hospital? Did my brother, you know, who's a doctor, bring it home? You just don't know where. You cannot, like, all of a sudden a red mark come up, like, oh, bing, that's where I got it, because you know, we still don't know how it was contacted through a person or whatever. But, however, a new report says the agency may soon shift its guidance to say that people no longer need to isolate once they have been fever-free for 24 hours and their symptoms are mild or improving. So that's a huge change.
It used to be isolate for a week or 10 days, and now it's, you know, if you don't have a fever, go back to work.
Wear a mask.
Yesterday, as you know, I had Mr. Clark and Mr. Miller in here, Jason Miller, talking about advanced signs that is on Pacelli and the problems he's having with the Red Line Suites and Motel 6 with all of these druggies and all these people that are in there. And the question is, did the city know about this? And I wrote off an email to the city. Tanessa Aldeck said, none of these hotels are being used through the city for homeless housing. I'll follow up and find out what the issue is and see if RPD can pay a visit. They've paid visits there. And so I'm going to give out the contact information for the two gents so she can talk to them. But this, we said yesterday, this looked like it was state money that was coming in. And so I guess they could go directly to the owner of these. And it's the same owner for two or three motels down there along the side that are being used for this. But this is a real problem. And it's not that the police aren't all over it. They were quick on our window being busted and getting that guy. So, anyway, it's time to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hi there, Shasta County. It's Dan Sloan. I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County. Criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
But you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor.
Welcome back.
But you better not feel the move.
Excuse me, I'm dancing with Christina right now. She's in the producer's room. I'm out here, but we kind of like grooving here. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the show. 7:51 in the morning here on the 16th of February, 2024. It's about 49 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today, off and on. Good morning. I have in my hand $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks that I'm going to give to the second caller. At 530-605-4567. So you can have $20 off your meal at Black Bear Diner. And the food, there's so much food on the plates. You know, if you have two small appetites, you can just order one. Anyway, it's $20 in my hand. Second caller at 605-4567. And all you have to do is, you know what? These things are good till December 31st, 2024. We'll put them in an envelope with your name and your phone number, and you just come on down to 1326 Market Street.
I had lunch there the other day, and I will say from an inside source.
Remember, second caller.
I had a Cobb salad, and their lettuce, they cut it fresh daily. It's not from a bag. And I don't know if you guys have noses like I do, but I will tell you that I can smell when there's like, you know, sometimes you'll pull open a bag and you'll smell the bleach or you'll smell whatever they put on that, whatever they do to keep the...
Well, to clean it and all that.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
they
Linda,
don't do that. They cut it fresh every day. So that was so nice to have a salad like I would make at home. All right. So,
The phones are ringing for the Black Bear. Okay, let me just finish up the last thing we talked about. I talked about Tennessee all debt. Barry Tippin also wrote back to me and said, hey, Carl, I was not aware of the state using those facilities, although I do know they have various programs for parolees, but the state does not check in with us. And he copied the chief for his thoughts on impacts on RPD. See, that's my big thing. If the state's loading these hotels up with these people, you know, it does have an impact because when these things happen, our police are out there trying to take care of this. And if the state's doing this and they haven't checked in with the city, there's something wrong there. There is something wrong in River City, not with us, but with those idiots down in Sacramento.
That are they're doing state-funded
And they're pushing
hotels.
And they're putting them in our places here. I mean,
they got to put people someplace.
How about in their homes in Sacramento?
Yeah.
How about that? Oh, did you hear about the couple who said when the big, I think it was in Chicago, that said, you know, we need to have our citizens take in our refugees, you know, from across the border. And so, and this one couple had inquired about it, and an hour later, four migrants showed up at their house ready to move in. They said, we didn't know about this.
Oh, we didn't mean us. We meant you.
Not us. We thought it was a good idea, but.
Hey, I was looking at trending events that are happening this weekend in Reading. Okay, so, at February 17th at the Dip, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, sort of, is going to be at the Dip. They're going to show it at the Dip.
Oh, they're going to show it.
And then something really big called the Thorn is happening at the Reading Civic Auditorium, on February 17th as well. And I'm sure it's a Christian movie, I suppose. Women's Self-Defense Seminar. It's free, happening at Rice Brothers Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That's happening Sunday.
Jiu-Jitsu,
Sunday, February 18th. Boozy Bingo. West Side Wine and Hops, happening February 17th.
I don't have enough problem with bingo as it is.
We talked about this earlier. Mozart Requiem at Cascade Theater.
Let me tell
that's
you.
Sunday.
There's going to be 70-person chorus and close to the same number of instruments playing. It starts at 2 p.m. Now, be there at 1, my friends, because Scott Seaton, the conductor, talks about not only what it is, Mozart's Requiem, that he wrote on his deathbed. At age 36, but you get introduced to the solo artist, and I tell you what, it just makes the whole concert, the whole symphony, better. So try to be there at 1 o'clock, and then the symphony, 70-person chorus.
Wow,
this is going to be spectacular.
Now, okay, we have talked about this. How long have we been married now?
Oh gosh, you know,
we're going on
30 years.
But actually be 30 with how much time we spend together. But we've talked about really learning how to line dance. So we could do that anywhere, anytime. Well, on February 17th, Country Line Dancing Night and Two Guys and a Grill Food Truck happening at Fall River Brewing Company at 1 o'clock. So you could go line dance in the daytime, hang out, have a couple beers. You know, it's not at nighttime when you're driving. Dance, have a blast. Okay, we got to keep our eyes open. I hope they do that again because we talked about we are going to take classes.
Congratulations to Janet. You won the Black Bear Diner tickets. I'm going to put your name on this, and you just come down and pick them up when you can. Usually before noon is a good time for us.
Yeah, right. 1326 Market Street. You'll recognize the window with the tape on it.
Yeah.
Big crack.
You won't miss it. You can even take a picture of it along holding up your Black Bear Diner box. I put it on Facebook yesterday.
And post Valentine's Day, couples dance lesson that's happening tonight at 7 at Lit From Within. I believe that's right downtown here. Lit From Within.
I'm not sure. There are so many new businesses happening.
Yeah, there's a wonderful stuff going on.
We have Sue is, you know, first of all, if you notice that our breaks are longer, it's because we've totally sold out the show. We've had to add a minute so we could get all the ones who have signed for this time into the show. The rest of the programming, a lot of our, you know, we do a lot of public service ads for groups. They just get moved back further and further because of paid advertising, as you can imagine. There's so many new businesses. We ought to have at least one new business. I think I'm going to tell Sue. Let's get one new business in here a week. You know, or two of them. 15 minutes for the first one, 15 minutes for the second one. Just do a whole half hour introducing new business.
I love that.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to start that because that's what we're about. Local businesses, buying local, staying local. So there.
Love that. All right, so also Knights of Columbus. I don't know if they're sold out. You can maybe buy tickets at the door. I'm not sure. That is happening February 17th at 5 o'clock and Shasta View Drive. And it'll have the address to 2600 Shastaview Drive. That's the Crab Feed. If you've missed all the other ones in town, No Host Bar opens at 5 for Knights of Columbus.
Okay, and we're going to talk about it more, but the Sheepdog Seminar taught by Jim Meeks about active shooting, how to protect your business, but also the churches, is going to be on the 20th. I've sent this out to a lot of the concealed carry instructors and this a lot of the businesses for that. Put it on Facebook. It's a way to find out how to kind of be aware and can maybe harden your business in case there's an active shooter. So that's going to be on Tuesday. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Cameron Middleton and House of Real can be with us.
And we'll be giving away the flag.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Pawnee Willis will not be returning to the witness stand today after all, and avoids the spectacle of more deeply personal and emotional testimony from Willis, fighting to keep from being removed from the Trump election interference case amid misconduct allegations that she denies. The wife of a prominent Russian dissident confirms her husband's death, initially reported by Russian prison authorities.
Russia's prison service has said that imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died. The Federal Prison Service said in a statement that Navalny felt unwell after a walk and lost consciousness. They said an ambulance arrived to try to rehabilitate him, but he died. There was no immediate confirmation of Navalny's death from his team. I'm Karen Chamas.
We are awaiting a verdict in former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial, the case brought by the New York Attorney General. Mr. Trump denies any wrongdoing. His lawyers vow an appeal if the judge rules against their client. And the former president not backing away from his argument that some of America's NATO partners don't pay their fair share of the cost of defending themselves and other alliance members.
NATO countries have to pay up. They have to pay their bills. The United States is in for $200 million, and they're in for $25 million.
Mr. Trump provoked sharp criticism recently when suggesting that under his watch, the U.S. might not cut deadbeat NATO partners who could be threatened by Russia. More evidence that the inflation that has busted Americans' budgets for so long is still very much with us. The Producer Price Index, key measure of wholesale inflation, rose 0.3% December to January. Housing starts dropped to a six-month low last month. But in the midst of it all, the University of Michigan has consumer sentiment hitting a 31-month high. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex civil marriage despite opposition from the church. It's a victory for the Greek prime minister.
The fact that he has felt confident enough to bring in this bill shows how stable he feels actually in power. He recently stormed to re-election a second term, and one might think actually that same-sex marriage would be a move that a left-wing government or centre-left government might try to introduce. But here you have a centre-right prime minister who feels that now is the time for Greece to in effect stand up to the Orthodox Church and pass this. And it's a sign of his confidence that he feels ready to tread on the turf of a political move that is more associated with the left-wing and to push it through.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. Voters in two districts in England have delivered new blows to beleaguered Prime Minister Sunak. Results today show they elected opposition party lawmakers in seats that Sunak's Conservatives had held for years. News and analysis, townhall.com. Thursday was Parental Rights Day at the state capitol in Richmond, where moms and dads from throughout Virginia demanded that lawmakers respect their constitutional rights to protect their children from harm. Correspondent Anne Marie Morgan reports.
A new progressive majority has killed bills to require schools to tell parents if their child struggles with gender confusion. Michelle Blair was not told. Her daughter was removed from her and eventually sex trafficked.
Schools have no business making any decisions for our children without our knowledge. None. Our children are being hurt by a social contagion. There are thousands of vulnerable children just like Sage out there.
Advocates also urged passage of a bill to notify parents if their child has a drug overdose at school. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 85 points and NASDAQ off 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Friday, the 16th of February. Another week has flown by. It's 8:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I had lunch yesterday with Casey Fatch and one of the doctors there. We were talking about their, I'll just use this as their spot. We were talking about the new group of doctors coming in, and the doctor that was with us is the one that helps select it. Over 2,000 people put in for 10 or 11 spots here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you cannot believe the hoops, or the levels they have to achieve just to come to Shasta Regional Medical Center in our community to be in that resident program. 2,000 applicants. This is the cream of the crop. They're coming to Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're working in the hospital. They're all doctors. This is a residency program. They're going to be here for 3 years. They're working in the clinics. They're working out. They're going to be working at the VA. They're going to be able to bump up the number of doctors at the VA. And, they're always on the edge there at the VA of having enough doctors. This is such a huge program, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
All right, we're going to get to the weather in a minute. But first, we have our Vice President of Investments from Stifel. And that is Susan Eastman. She's on the phone with us to tell us what's happening in the market. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red this morning after another hotter-than-expected inflation reading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 81 points at 38,692. The S&P 500 down 7 points at 5,022. The NASDAQ Composite losing 79 points at 15,826. Four actively traded stocks this morning. Tesla down 73 cents at $199.79. Marathon Digital positive 57 cents. Trading at $27.60 per share. Planetar Technology down 38 cents at $25.02. AMG down $2.09 at $174.70. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.295%. For commodities, gold is at $5 an ounce at 2009. Silver positive 26 cents, trading at $23.25 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $77 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Are we going to see you at the symphony?
Is it tonight?
No, it's Sunday.
Okay.
Peter,
actually, I'm going to go visit my parents.
Oh, okay. All right.
They need me. Susan. But anyway, enjoy the symphony.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Susan Eastman again. First Vice President of Investments, that's Stifel, that's S-T-I-F-E-L. Located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. They're on the second floor there. Give them a call. Give Susan a call at 530-244-7199.
Okay. Now,
46 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly cloudy, with our temperatures around 61 as we progress throughout the weekend into Washington's birthday, which is Monday. We will have showers. It's just continual showers. There may be like 60%, but on Sundays, 100%. Washington's birthday is 90%. So we just have got this kind of weather you're looking at right now throughout the weekend. That is our forecast, really. Nothing is too extreme. No high winds or snow. And the weather is brought to you always by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, 365-3793.
They have discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. And we're here. with Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
House of Realty, and I am quite disappointed. Where's your daddy? But you told me, because he's always here early.
Dad's working.
Dad's working. Okay. But you are surely a fine representative.
I try to be a good representative, and don't call me Shirley.
Okay, now, there's been a major breakthrough, everybody. Of course, COVID, as Linda was talking about, is raising its ugly head again. But the rules have changed that if you have COVID and you don't have a fever, you can still go to work and go to school and all that. Okay. But Cameron, through exhaustive research, you know, you've heard that it was in an open-air market. You heard it was in the labs where COVID started in China. But through exhaustive research, Cameron has located the source of the original COVID germ.
Yeah, since end of August, I've put in about 6 months worth of solid research on this, and clearly I've been able to look at a parallel example, if you will, and I clearly understand that it came not from a lab or a market in Wuhan, but definitely from the kindergarten in Wuhan, China. Having a kindergartner myself, there's absolutely no question that that's where this came from. There's no lab in China that can hold a candle to any kindergarten anywhere when it comes to disease production and dispersal.
You know, when I was stationed in Quantico, you know, because Quantico is a crossroads, we call it Crossroads of the Core. So many schools there and so many things. So everybody brings from all over the world, people coming in, bringing their kids, you know, bringing their families in. And it's called the Quantico crud. And those kids come in from all over the world. They go to school together. All these healthy, Marine officers and staff NCOs and NCOs come together. The wives come together and everybody gets sick. And it goes on for weeks there. Because all these kids are introduced to new germs.
Throwing an FBI headquarters across town and same people coming in and out from all over the country. And, yeah.
Yep, same thing. I'm sure at the FBI training academy there. But, you know, I talk to people. My kid came home with a cold. He seems to have shaken it. And I'm still laying here in bed. Yep.
I didn't understand my friends that were a little older than I that had children that were ahead of mine. My kid, why they were sick all the time and kept blaming it on their kids. I think you guys are nuts. This is ridiculous. It's not. It's a legitimate thing. And, yeah, you just pretty well expect to get sick on kind of a 2 month rotation.
Okay.
Since we're talking about Shasta Regional Medical Center, I thought.
Yeah, that's good. You had, let's just kick off with something you came in and your hair was on fire about today. It was about ADUs. Mm. Now that's accessory dwelling units that the state has made they have streamlined everything so that people could put an ADU up behind their house, like say for their parents or for whatever other reason. But, you know, to increase the housing, they've got room in their property and they're doing this. And the state says, we are streamlining this. The cities can't do anything about it. It's all going to be here. You know, it's going to be so easy. What say you?
Then you get into the details. So in general, when you're looking at everything across the board, it's supposed to be more streamlined, and the approval process is supposed to be easier, and they're supposed to approve it under almost every circumstance. What originally happened was about a decade ago, the state legislature passed the bill that said you can have – every city must permit ADUs, but the cities could set their own conditions. So you get cities like – and this may not be the right city or right details, but for example, like a Pasadena that says, okay, we'll allow ADUs. But there's a 1,000-yard setback from all property lines. Well, nobody in Pasadena has a property line that's 1,000 feet that has that setback.
Yeah.
So they eliminated them. Now the state basically came in and said, we're going to write the rules for you. You're going to allow these. That's it. And so they came in, and when we wrote the original ordinance, and it was a very accommodating ordinance from a zoning perspective.
Yeah.
State redlined it. Had to send it into state housing and community development, and those guys went in like a senior year English teacher with a red marker and just aced through it. Nope, you've got to allow it here. You've got to allow it there. This has to be allowed. That has to be allowed. So it came back. So from a planning perspective, it's supposed to be allowed. But you've got to remember, you've got utilities, driveways,
yeah,
a lot of details on the building. Right. It still takes months and months and months. It's taking too long.
So this one person we know is putting one up for his parents, and it's taken him It's taken him a year to get approved. You know, it's not from the city.
Well, that portion is, again, from the state. The state's trying to make it help write the rules so that it's easier and that these go through. But on an individual basis, they just go through the local jurisdiction. So in this case, it's the city. In other cases, it would be the county. But you've got to go through, still got to build it, got to get a building permit.
And it's taken a year.
Taken a year. And the expense is still quite high.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you can rent them out. Okay. That's the thing people forget. So
you can't.
You can.
You can rent them out. Okay. But in this case, it's for his mom. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy has built this wonderful business starting back in 1993, been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since the day they opened. So, you know, with all the craziness going on with insurance, and there is craziness going on with insurance, with what's going on with the economy, yeah, I think we still have an economy. You may want a second opinion on what you're doing. So how about a free review and analysis by just calling 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and put one of our experts on it. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're all happy. She really treats her customers as friends. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. When we come back, Linda is going to draw one of these numerous.
Oh, we're going to have Cameron, our guest.
Oh, no. Cameron did not. Did you? You didn't.
Going to reach into the box. It has
these
little curlicues. All the names have been written out. Now, on Facebook, I noticed that their names with no phone numbers.
That's okay. I will go back to them. If one of them wins from Facebook, I will go back to them and say congratulations.
And then we have several that have called in with phone numbers and all the little curly Q papers that have been cut up. And we've got them in a box, and you get to reach in, and the lucky winner will be announced.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
February 24th, this fundraising event will benefit conservative values and help elect Republican candidates.
They went after Donald Trump's campaign illegally. They used secret courts, and they didn't use the same standard as the Fourth Amendment.
Join Rand Paul in the fight for true conservative values and ethical standards in the 2024 primary election. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul on February 24th. Get your tickets at ShastaGOP.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:21 here in the morning at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Lindebot. And that's right. We're drawing for this beautiful American flag.
And it's off to the races, actually, is what that is. So I said, do something trumpet. And Christina, I said, don't do taps.
Yeah, don't do taps.
Don't do taps. But, you know, just go ahead and do the races. So this is something that we're doing in partnership with the Flag Center, which is a beautiful flag store, thriving on
2124 Hilltop
there
Drive.
There we go. There's the address.
At the Flag Center. They've got all types of flags. They sold out on the 49ers flags before the Super Bowl. But they've got all types of flags. They sold a lot of Ukrainian flags there and still do.
This is the Tuftex, which is great in the wind, great in the sun. And it's one of the – it's made in the USA. It's a 3x5. We have several people who have called in or have gone on Facebook. And Cameron Middleton from House of Royalty is dig into the box there. I've got all different sizes. You just have to reach, just reach into one of the wads.
Will do. I'm well trained for this. I took a 6-week course twice. No, I love the Flag Center. Phenomenal business. Okay. Great shop.
Okay.
Now,
let me save that because it might be my writing.
It is your writing, and good luck.
Joe Duke.
There you go, Joe. Now, no phone number?
No phone number.
Okay, Joe, I will get on Facebook and go back to you if you're not listening right now. But you won the flag, so all you have to do is come down and say you're Joe Duke and prove it. And usually I trust people. And you've got an American flag. Thanks for listening and thanks for entering.
Cameron. Great thing to do. I just replaced mine last summer.
Yeah.
had to finally swap out the flag. And
I use these because I've got a flagpole in front of our house, and it
love that flagpole,
huh? Oh, Joe Dunkey.
Joe Dunkey. D-U-N-K-E.
Yeah. Joe Dunkey. Got it. Not Duke.
According to your handwriting off of Facebook.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Joe Dunkey. And I printed very carefully off of Facebook. Okay, buddy. I've got one up that's, you know, up in the air there, and it goes through wind, it goes through water, it goes through all that. And they last a couple years. These are pretty strong flags.
Yeah, I think mine lasted three, but I get mine at the Flag Center.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely. Numerous flags there, from there over the years.
Yeah, great place. Great. Okay, what's the latest going on with our real estate picture here in Shasta County?
Well, a few things. Number one, our inventory is still ridiculously low. We're back down to 475 homes on our MLS.
That's about 150 less than last time.
Way less. So we're down, and part of that is seasonal. But still, that's a very low number. Mm-hmm. Rates are staying right at 7. I mean, they're right, kind of plateaued, right in that range. Doesn't seem to be a ton of movement one way or the other.
Well, they're saying inflation in the last couple of months is going up again.
They're not putting it to bed.
Yeah,
I mean, think it's kind of what everybody thought was, hey, is this going to be a hard landing? No, is it going to be a soft landing? Now we're kind of going, are we landing yet? And so
have we seen the runway yet? Right. There's the question.
So, again, the Fed's talked about lowering rates later in the year. Whether they do or not, they're still not leaning towards, at the moment, raising rates again. My guess is we're probably going to stay fairly static for a decent while at that, you know, 7%-ish, give or take a point, which is still substantial. But, and of course, the news, and you guys mentioned this the day it happened, I think even the day after it happened, you know, this prediction that we're going to have the largest, 7.3% or, you know.
Oh, for Reading.
Home appreciation.
Yeah, home appreciation. Reading was number one on the list there out of the whole United States.
And I hate being on that list ever, that we're the high, because that happened before back in, I think it was 05. We at one point hit the top of that list. But when it's a 7% appreciation, no problem. That's good, healthy appreciation. That's what we want to see.
If it's at 12, then you start worrying. When do you start worrying about the appreciation?
Oh, over 10?
Over 10%.
Really, we get over 15, anywhere into the 20s plus, which you see Vegas, Austin, Texas, Boise. These places got well into the 20, 30% appreciation range. That's unhealthy. That's a bubble. That's going to come down. It's going to hurt.
Yeah. Those are people that will buy at that, you know, at that $800,000 mark, and a year later it's going to be worth $600,000.
6, 7, 8, 9% appreciation annually on residential real estate. That's a good, healthy,
solid number.
Solid increase. You're not getting crazy. It's not, what do they call it, irrational exuberance. It's just, what was that, Greenspan? But no, it really is just you want good, solid growth. We'll see whether or not that occurs, but again, a big portion of it is because we don't have any houses on the market.
Yeah. Well, you know, we the other thing, too, I think we talked to you about it, is that we went out to that one spot out in Palo Cedro. House was reasonably priced, we thought, for what you got. But my insurance company, which I've been with for 50 years, we don't give insurance in that area.
Yeah.
And I was totally surprised because I don't even know if I got a raise on my homeowner's insurance this last year at all. But the because it's Palo Cedro, there you go.
So, and on that front, two things. The state just released here very recently the new fire maps for the state of California.
Oh, okay.
So Cal Fire came out with those maps, very high fire severity zones, and we don't have a lot of this in Shasta County, but moderate fire severity zones.
We don't have very much moderate?
Oh, no, it's like 2% moderate. And I think most of that is literally in the water on Shasta Lake. But part of that,
if you live on a houseboat.
But the houseboats are part of the problem. But yeah, it's actually, there's parts of the water I think that are very high fire, but it's bad.
We're either very high or
high. Yes.
Not moderate.
Not really.
Okay.
No, there's nothing
and
moderate.
And when they put that out there, the insurance companies take a look at that and say, okay, let's just wipe off this whole red area here.
Well, mine just went up, got it earlier this week, went up 18%. My homeowner's insurance went up 18%. I was elated. I couldn't be happier. I get to keep my insurance, and it only goes up 18% in this day and age. That's a home run.
Oh, we know people that when theirs went up, wrote them a check right then before they could change their mind.
Immediately. Yeah. The other problem we're now seeing is that so many of these homes are having to go to Fair Plan, California Fair Plan, California Fair Plan, that now we're at the point where they are backed up. The underwriting is backed up. I've got one that was supposed to close a couple of weeks ago. Now it's going to close on Tuesday because it's got it only hold up was insurance, was the Fair Plan, but they're about 4 weeks, they're about a month out. So they are backlogged on the underwriting of the Fair Plan insurance. Now, some can do it faster. Some take longer. Now, you need a good person like Judy Maxwell, some of these others that are, you've got to get a good insurance agent.
Well, Cameron, for the Fair Plan, is it more money up front and all that kind of stuff?
It's terrible insurance. I mean, it really is. It's very expensive. You don't get liability. You don't get personal property. I mean, it is hazard insurance, fire structure on your home, that's it. Then you've got to go get a supplemental on top of that. And where a lot of people now, and I can't remember which show last week this was talked about, they're increasing their deductibles. So the only way they're making it affordable is these huge deductibles.
Yeah.
Where anything other than, you know, the house burning down, you're pretty well coming out of pocket for just about any claim, unless it's major.
Yeah.
And that's it. But it's really, really tough. And right now, I'm seeing a lot of properties fall out of escrow. I think Mom's on one right now. I think this is the sixth escrow on this listing.
Wow.
Keep falling out for various reasons. So we're seeing a lot of escrows that are not holding. Insurance is one factor. Because, again, they get the quote. Now, all of a sudden, they were able to spend $2,000 a month, say, on their payment. And they'd factored for the principal and interest, taxes, predictable, figured them out for insurance. That goes too high, less house, got to pull out of the deal.
Well, no, and you're seeing it. And we also, well, we got to take a break right now. But there's another factor on this, too, that we want to throw in. 8:30 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hung out for a while yesterday. Got another great haircut. It's a family-owned business. It's locally-owned. It's a veteran-owned business. It's right off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Usually I call at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment. Yesterday, I swung in, and as one chair emptied, there was nobody there, and the next appointment was like 20 minutes later. Pew, hopped right in, got my hair cut. With the other, you know, the other guy, the chairs are busy a lot, but I was lucky, but I got another great haircut. Never had a bad haircut there. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center.
Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
White men can't dance.
But what Carl lacks in rhythm, he makes up for in enthusiasm.
That's right.
Enthusiasm.
He does. That's how I feel about it. You know, like, remember how charming it was to see the guy in, what was the name of the motorcycle movie where he did the sprinkler?
Oh,
he did the sprinkler dance.
Wild Hogs.
How can that not be cute?
That's right. I can
it's
do
cute.
That. I can do the sprinkler. I can do my skiing one is the
yes.
one I like the best. And,
yes.
But Linda turns away and starts dancing with other people.
You can, no, it's okay.
I'm out there dancing by myself.
The window's covered up. It's boarded. You can do it. It's, nobody's going to see it.
Oh. So it could crack even more. That hole could spread. I should bring Jeff Wurst out here. Jeff, would you mind fixing this window and just putting...
26-inch
crack. Yeah, you fix cracks and you can't see them afterwards. Why don't you just fix this 4-foot crack that goes across there.
It's going to be a while because we have to order it and all that.
Well, we've got three estimates coming in here.
That's right.
And so we're going to see.
Maybe we'll pull them out of a hat.
We may have to have a GoFundMe page, my friends, or just take a collection from everybody to help us pay for this thing.
Nice large custom window on a 100-plus-year-old building.
Right.
I can't imagine that would be expensive.
Oh, no. It starts at 1,000 and works its way up. So, anyway, okay, enough of that. We're here with Cameron Middleton. We're talking real estate. The other thing, and we talked about how insurance is big, but then the cost of energy in outlying areas, even Redding's going up, but compared to PG&E, it's
PG&E is raising their rates again. And then you just said something that I had not heard about natural gas.
Well, the natural gas. And so PG&E's already done rate hikes with regards to natural gas as well. And really, when it comes to PG&E's rate hikes, in almost every case, they have to be approved by the California Public Utilities Commission.
Yes.
And
or
so,
as they're called by everybody, rubber stamp.
Yes. And, of course, when it comes to natural gas increases, because that's a contributor to climate change, it's a greenhouse gas, the PUC really has no hesitation to allow PG&E to raise those rates, keep those going up. So it's going to be your heat, your hot water, your cooking. And then, again, electrical is going to keep going up and up. I mean, PG&E now is practically a law firm that does some utility stuff on
Man.
The side.
Well, I get something every so often from PG&E because we have natural gas, you know, for our stove and our fireplace and that. And they come back and they tell us, you guys are really, really good. You know, you don't even have one of the newest, you know, designed houses, but you are way below usage. You should be proud and blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at it and I've seen my natural gas. We don't do any more, any less. I've watched it go from 40 to 100.
Yeah.
To 40 to 100. So
I know ours has gone up substantially. And again, seeing some of these bills, and we hear it from clients as well, it's just getting to be astronomical. And I think, again, you start having enough pressures on enough fronts with what we uniquely have to deal with up here in the North State, it starts to add up.
Well,
it's kind of put some pressure on some people, unfortunately, in some cases, probably have to put their homes on the market.
Well, you told the story about a couple that came up from Southern California, paid cash for their house, no mortgage. We've got we got it all figured out, and then got another almost $2,000 a bill month on insurance and electricity
and taxes. Yeah, so yeah. It with cash, paid cash
for the house,
no mortgage, no, and I think it's starting to be a substantial problem. And with the electric rates, again, there is an element of supply and demand, even with the electric power grid. And the mandates that keep coming one after another from the state are we need to start electrifying is what they call it. I know the city's trying to do that as well, but they want to get rid of, again, a lot of it's natural gas. So go to electric water heaters, go to electric stoves, appliances, everything else. I think there's a lot of problems with that when we don't have a reliable electric grid. Start plugging in more electric cars, some other things. And Dr. McConnell really
was the one who brought up the rate.
Oh, yeah, he sent me that email on that. I did the math as well, and it was phenomenal. And I think that you start putting that kind of demand on the grid, guess what that does? You have extra demand, less supply. Prices are going to keep going up. They're going to go up at a faster rate than they even are now.
Well, if you did not hear a show, what I ought to do is go back and find it, which I can do because now we know what's in our archives, and play that again, because he did the math on it. One service station down where he lives when they live down in Orange County or Long Beach someplace, 65,000 gallons of fuel a week.
I think he used a Costco as an example.
Oh, Costco. That was it.
It was a Costco.
Was it a week
station
that they pump? And then the equivalent of that of renewable assets, you can't get there. You can't get there.
It's not even close.
No, it's not even
close.
I mean, it's
just not even comparable. Yeah. But, again, it's going to be a real factor for homeowners. And right now, where you live, what jurisdiction you're in, water right now, pretty plentiful, which is nice. Looks like we're going to have another full lake. Looks like Hero said it'll be at the top, which is great.
It'll be fun to houseboat this weekend or this year.
So that means that we have hydroelectric. Does not count as renewable.
Correct.
Where and why?
I've never understood
that. It's a renewable asset. So now what we've got to start doing is start building these generator plants for burning mass for the biomass, because we've got an inexhaustible supply of that, it appears. But it's, you know, how many of those can you put up?
Even with the red tape on solar and wind projects and what the state considers renewable projects, we're nowhere near tapping what we need to be able to put onto the grid, do the production for the demand, not only that we currently have, but for the demand that law has mandated that we're supposed to have in the next 5, 10, 15 years.
Well, as you know, Redding Rancheria and Redding Rancheria is launching their hydrogen fuel production facility in Red Bluff. I just got a email from Caltrans talking about how they're putting the new trains will be hydrogen powered. And, you know, and they talked about, you know, the high-speed train. Of course, they make it sound like the high-speed train is actually a train. And I went back to them and I said, I'd like to have a guest on because I really want to talk about, let's talk about that train. And what they sent me back was, oh, you have to talk to this person. Maria Orozco from Redding Rancheria, reach out to her. And then somebody from the train people or from Caltrans about it. But what I want to talk about is, okay, you're going to use hydrogen-powered trains, but you don't have a place to run them. Yeah. Anyway, so but what their plan is, the way I understand it, is to have hydrogen facilities all along I-5.
And okay, it sounds great in concept, but I think this is literally a cart before the horse situation. I mean, and that's the problem is, hey, we've got a good idea. This is a route we should go, but we're not thinking 3-4 steps down the road. What is it truly going to take to get there? And we're just hoping California just does the Sacramento too often says, well, we'll just mandate it and it'll happen. Well, and we're finding that's certainly not the case.
So. Well, it's 8:45 in the morning here on Friday, the 16th of February, and we're going to take a break. The housing market here is, again, it's not the lowest number in the inventory that we've seen. That was in the 300s.
No, this.
But this
close.
Is pretty close to it this at 400s. Is. We have a good appreciation rate, 7.5. Number, you know.
Well, that's anticipated for the year.
That's anticipated for the year. That's good. But then when you add in all the extraneous ones like the cost of electricity and insurance, and which you just said, Cal Fire has just put out the latest fire maps, and there's like 2% of Shasta County that's moderately high.
And
everything else
on.
Is very high or high. So yeah.
You can go online and look at them on Cal Fire's website.
And so insurance is not going to change up here, not in the near future.
I don't see it changing.
We'll be right back.
Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2333. 45 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan. Senator Rand Paul is speaking in Redding, California on February 24th. This fundraising event will benefit conservative values and help elect Republican candidates.
They went after Donald Trump's campaign illegally. They used secret courts and they didn't use the same standard as the Fourth Amendment.
Join Rand Paul in the fight for true conservative values and ethical standards in the 2024 primary election. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul on February 24th. Get your tickets at ShastaGOP.org.
Get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it. The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the fate and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County, paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Before by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Good morning on this Friday. How are you? Looks like we're going to have rain throughout the weekend. Mostly cloudy today, but temperatures around 61 and showers throughout the weekend, like overnight lows of 46. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers with 54. Overnight lows of 48 throughout the week into, of course, Washington's birthday. I can't even believe that's here. I remember Washington's birthday, the big sale of the year, and cherry pie was always a ritual for my mom and I when we would go shopping. They didn't have sales throughout the year. They had one huge sale, and it was Washington's birthday. But anyway, that's happening this Monday, and rain throughout the weekend. The forecast and the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Well, we're here with Cameron Middleton. We've been talking about all kinds of, bills and things that are affecting from House of Realty. And, of course, you're on the Planning Commission as well. Curtis is on the phone. Good morning, Curtis. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on, Curtis.
Hey, Carl. Hey, I just wanted to tell you about the renewable energy and the dams.
Yeah.
When they passed that law, I did a deep dive, and the reason they don't consider dams renewable energy is because of the manufacture of the concrete. Doesn't qualify as carbon neutral.
Ah. I'm sure that's one of the reasons. You know, I'd heard that because, well, they don't have dams in Southern California. and you know, like we have up here. So it wouldn't be fair. But yours sounds a little more feasible than mine.
Well, yeah, it sounds like something that our legislature would come up with.
Oh. Bureaucratic excuse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
And exactly. Curtis, I'll call you on that thing this afternoon.
Okay.
Sounds good. Right,
thanks.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Joe Donkey won the flag,
yes.
And I just sent her a message.
Great.
And she said, I would love to win the flag. Well, you won it, honey. So just come on down here to 1326 Market Street. We're marked by the our window. It's got a hole in it. So when Linda says the temperature in our downtown studio is this, she's right. It's that cold in our studio.
In the studio.
We pump up that heat. Not. Okay. We got like 6 minutes left.
Yeah, Linda mentioned the Planning Commission. We have a lot going on right now. Just wanted to kind of let all the listeners know and cover some of those. We're now starting to go through the tree management ordinance revisions. So for those that recall, the city council called for the formation of a 15-person citizens committee to go over and evaluate and make a recommendation and recommended changes of the tree management ordinance here in Reading, and has sent that now to the Planning Commission. We've had one hearing on it, but we're going to have several other hearings here, probably one every couple few months, I would say, probably throughout the year. The other one, too, that's a big one is February, I think it's the 27th, if I'm not mistaken. Sounds right, is it's going to come before the Planning Commission to have the general plan. So the general plan, remember, this is the blueprint for the city. Really, and it covers not just planning, but really land use, public safety, health, environmental disasters, natural resources, you name it, transportation, parks, rec, everything. So that's going to be coming up for, it sounds like, more consequential vote. We're kind of putting the finishing touches on that, getting that through the EIR and, I believe, the draft general plan as well. So those will go through the Planning Commission, but that's really the last time to kind of get into the nitty-gritty on it. And then it will be going from there to City Council probably in the next couple few months after that.
So what's the next meeting that everybody can be involved in?
Be that one on the 20th. Again, I believe it's the 27th. So it's a Tuesday at 4 o'clock, if I'm got the date right. But it should be right in there.
Okay.
So, again, we've got numerous things going on from that in that regard. There's going to be some, I think, some more subdivision activity, other applications that are coming through. Really just a lot of other a lot of projects. I think the Riverfront Pacific Plan, they're working, the consultants in the city are working on some technical aspects of that, kind of getting the first phase, since that's been done, of the public feedback. They're going to then take that and work on that, put some of that together, and then come to the second phase of public feedback.
Now, you are also part of the Asphalt Cowboys.
I am. I'm the top puncher.
And you're the top puncher. Like that. Okay, so now you guys have remodeled your clubhouse.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a remodel. We put a little, you know, new carpet down that had gotten a little bit worn.
It's
and
spit and polish.
A little
okay.
Spit and polish, yeah.
Had a lot of beard.
Yeah.
Little paint.
And
the
so,
beard discolors it.
What? Tell us what's going on with the Asphalt Cowboys. Is there any change, the same old that's going on with the, you know, coming up, rodeo?
Yeah, it's the season. I mean, here we are. It's February. We are having our kickoff. I know we're going to really kick into gear next week, you know, as a whole organization. But, I mean, we're 3 months out. So we've got rodeo week coming up, and we're looking at all those activities that we have. Certainly, I mean, we've got everything from my kitty pet parade, the pancake breakfast. We've got the you know, my favorite, which is Special Needs Kids Day, which is the best to
well, you
do
know
with
what?
The Rodeo Association.
The Rodeo Association loves this. And last year, so many kids came out.
And I would also double-check. I mean, there might be a chance on a Tuesday there in the middle of May. There might be some difficulty if you're trying to get into a bank at an early hour. Sometimes those do get there's a
what
know,
can
bank
I say?
Robberies that can occur.
I sleep next to a felon.
You do, Carl,
I
and
sleep
I'm
next
sorry
to a felon.
To have been the one to break that to you, but
she goes. Yes. She wants to cuddle, and
he
I
was
and
the culprit.
The only thing I can remember is she's a felon. So, Doesn't stop me.
Yeah, she was acquitted.
Doesn't stop me.
But unmasked, but acquitted. So.
Yes, but acquitted, that's right.
So, yeah, we're really getting ready for all of that. A lot of things are going to stay relatively the same this year, but, of course, we'll have little tweaks.
Everything's always
street dance. We've got the quick draw contest.
Breakfast. Whoa. You know what? That's probably one of my favorite times of the year. We just take our stuff down the street here, and we do our show from there for 2 hours. And talking about, we have people coming through. It's just a wonderful. We talk about these things that are happening in Redding with homeless and blah, blah, blah. There are so many positive things. We can't forget that, my friends. We have so much that is positive about our county, Anderson, and City of Shasta Lake and Redding and the North State. We can't forget that. Yeah, we've got some things going on and people are working on it, but there's so much that negates the bad.
There is. And, I mean, again, just looking at some of the things we've got coming up here over the next few months, there's just so much. I mean, spring in Redding, really that February, March, April, May. Got cool April nights coming up, end of April. That's going to be phenomenal. Just much to look forward to. Multiple parades, multiple events, concerts.
More and more things are happening in the theaters. Everything. So we got to run. Cameron, as usual, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Linda, thank you for being with me today.
Absolutely.
And the rest of my life. And everybody, have a good weekend. Remember the symphony and other things.
Sugar.
God bless America.
Back.